Okay, Vav Amabez. Vav Amabez, we're in the middle of a discussion of the good rains and the bad rains. We will start with the, we just deal with it rained on part of the Medina and on the other part of the Medina. Amar Rabbi Yavahu. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines to the bottom, Vav Amabez. Amar Rabbi Yavahu. Today's daf is all Mamari Chazal about rain and about related topics. It's not stories, but it's Divrei Agada regarding this area. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, after the first line is a halacha. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, from when do we say a bracha on rain? How much rain has to fall in order for us to be able to say a bracha on it? Mishiyatza chasan likras kala. When the chasan goes out to meet the kala. What does that mean? Rashi quotes two pshatim. Either so much rain falls down that some of it's coming out of the ground already, so the drops of rain that go down connect to the drops of rain that are coming out of the ground, so it's like a meeting, a chasan and a kala. And number two, Lishnachrina Rashi says that the streets are all flowing with rain, so every cross street and cross alleyway, the puddles and the rainwater meet each other. So Mishiyatza chasan likras kala. My mevarech, what's the bracha that is said when it rains so much? Amar Yehuda Marav, Moda Menachem Lach Hashem Alakenu, Al Kol Tipa VeTipa Shehoradat Alanu. Thank you for each drop that you have given us. Again, we don't just thank Hashem in general. We want to thank Hashem for each and every drop of rain. That's the Lashon of Rav. Rabbi Yochanan Messiah Bahachi, Rabbi Yochanan added on the following Gemar. Ilu Fino Mali Shira Kayam, what we say in Nishmas, Ulu Shonini Rina Kamon Galav, Vechulu, Ad, Al Yazvunu Rachamecha, Hashem Alokenu, Velo Azavunu. Baruch Rova Hodaos. That's what he added on. Ask the Gemar, Rova Hodaos, Velo Kola Hodaos? Oh, what, we only thanking Hashem for most of what we have to thank Him for? Not all? Should be Kola Hodaos. Amarava ima kel ha'odos. Don't specify rov or kol. Just say kel, because Rava thinks that kol and rov, there's reasons to say both. Rov sounds like a lot, but it might be only most. Kol sounds like all, but rov might be a better lashon because rov symbolizes the gavlus. So say kel ha'odos without taking sides. Amarav papa hilkach nimrinu litravaihu. Kel ha'odos v'rov ha'odos. Rapapa says we're not sure exactly which one to say, so say both. The Maariv Chayes points out that a number of times in Shas, we find Rav Papa trying to bring Shalom in the Shitas. Not when you have two Shitas that oppose each other, opposites, no, us or Mutter, you can't do both. Tahar Tameh. But if you have a machlokas about what the version of a bracha should be, so then he says that you should try both. He quotes a few. One he does not quote was the Gemara we had back in Brachas and Dafid Aleph, where it talks about what the Lashon of Birchas HaTorah should be. Lashon of Birchas HaTorah, we said this morning, is so one says Laso B'Devei Torah, one opinion says V'ha Revna, one opinion has Bachar Banu. So Papa, there's a Nemer and L'Shavayu. Say all of them. That's the way of Rav Papa. The post can wonder why this bracha is not noig b'sman hazeh. And it says why what the bracha should be. So why isn't this noig b'sman hazeh? So the Beis Yosef in Reish Chafalov points out that because many places where we live, it rains always. There's not so much simcha when it rains for the first time. We have rain the whole year. So therefore, that's why the bracha became out of Lamaisa. Says the Shulchan Aruch now in Reish Chaf Aleph, Im hayu b'tzar b'machbaz asiris k'shamim, if there really was a drought, and then it stopped raining, and then it rained, mivarchen aleim, then you do make a bracha. Ava b'shalo yardu adayin k'day revia, even though it hasn't rained a lot yet, mishi yardu kol kach sherabu ala aretz, when there's so much, she ya'alu ava bu'os min ha'matar, v'yelchu zelik razeh. When the chas, like the language of the Gemara, when there's so much rain that the drops on the ground are meeting the drops coming down, so then you would make a bracha. The Rama adds, "Umasha ein anu noagin bezman hazeh bebrichas kashamim." Why don't we do it bezman hazeh? Mishum de medinos elu tedirim bekashamim ve'ein anetzar in kolkach. Because our countries have so much rain anyway, so it doesn't stop. There's not so many droughts. Even if it rains the first time, after a while not raining, it doesn't bring us as much simcha. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains this. Ve'in lahem simcha b'yidus ha'kshavim kol kach. V'yinachinami, asked the Mishnah Berurah. Both are rasa shirgila b'matar. If there is a real drought, then sarach levarech, then you would make a bracha after the drought. The Bir Halacha points out, maybe Eretz Yisrael is different. Maybe Eretz Yisrael is b'mahus, has a dry season, and therefore maybe there's no argument here. He says, So maybe there is a difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, but Me'ikra Din, why this bracha is not so common in Zman Hazeh, is because many of us live in places where the rain does not bring so much simcha. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So in Eretz Yisrael, say the first time it rains after the summer, but that's I don't know, that wouldn't be called a drought. If there was a drought, so maybe it would, a chidami. Right, there was, until it snowed a few weeks ago, right? It was very dry. Here they were, Me'emasai, right? It sounds like from here, Me'emasai Mavarchin, but the Poskim understand that was because they had so much simcha when the first rains came. But we don't have so much simcha when the first rains come. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael it's different. They don't make the bracha b'zman hazeh on a regular basis. Maybe after a drought, maybe the poskim will say at least without shem and malchus. Okay, many of the brachas in Shulchan Aruch we say without shem and malchus. If you see somebody you haven't seen in more than a year, you say brach b'chayim esim. More than a month, you say shechianu. Okay, a lot of these people don't say b'chlal, but for sure, even those who say it, most would only say it without shem and malchus. Okay, Amar Rabbi Avo. So again, as I said at the beginning, today's daf will be all Ma'amari Chazal related to rain, the stoppage of rain, and related Agado. Rabbi Rabbi Avo, Gadol Yom HaGshamim Mitchias HaMesim. The day it rains is greater than Tchias HaMesim. De'ilu Tchias HaMesim LeTzadikim. Tchias HaMesim is for the righteous. Ve'ilu Gshamim Bein LeTzadikim Ve'Bein LeRishayim. And rain is for everybody. Rain is for Tzadikim and rain is for Rishayim. So, of course, the big kasha that Ben Yoyada asks is, rain is greater than Tchias HaMesim? That's a pretty amazing statement. Again, the Ritva, the first Ritva in the Masechta, the first paragraph of the Ritva of the Masechta says, well, the plants are underneath the ground, it's like they're buried, and when it rains, it comes out of the ground. So, in a certain sense, there is Tchias HaMesim going on there. Shazorim nikbarim tachas akarka v'tzomchim ha'idei k'shamim. So that's one idea. But the Ben Yoyada says that obviously we're not looking at it as an objective mitzad Hashem. Mitzad Hashem, the way we look at it, Tchias HaMesim is not comparable, obviously. But he says there is an idea here. V'nirali b'siyata tishmaya. Chazal have told us, Kashim is an osof shalazim k'kriyas yamsuf. Feeding a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu's being mefarnes us, is as hard, in quotes, as Kriyas Yamsuf. In what way? D'lo ala pu'ula airi. We're not talking about the act itself. Ela hakoshi mitzad hamekabel she'eno ro'i lehisparnes. We don't deserve all the brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We're not fit to get all his brachas. That is what it means, kasha lefarnes kekriyas yamsuf. To get our parnas always, we don't deserve all the brachas that Hashem gives us. V'yal kol zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu befarneso. But still HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gives it to us, kemo sha'i bekriyas yamsuf. Just like bekriyas yamsuf, when the malachim are saying, halalo of the avod zarah, halalo of the avod zarah, they don't deserve it either bekriyas yamsuf, but still, that's the chazal of kashal lefarnes. Kashal lefarnes, kashal mizaros, which all of them kriyas yamsuf. In the same way that we didn't deserve it then, we don't deserve it many days of our lives. You know, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes it. Yet, when it comes to Tchias HaMesim, at that time, it's all going to be fitting and proper. Everybody's going to deserve it. Because shetiye b'gemar hatikun, sheikulam sadikim, v'yalzeh amar gadol. So it's gadol in the sense that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the rain down, which symbolizes our parnasa, it is undeserving many times. He's going to give it to us anyway, like Kriyas Yamsuf. Mashenkeh, but Kriyas HaMesim, that'll be something that will be deserving, because at that moment in time, it'll be, the world will be ready for such an event. That's the line that Yom HaGshamim is greater than Tchias HaMesim. Upliga the Rav Yosef, and this Chazal argues on Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, "Mitoch shehi shkula kitchias HaMesim, kavur b'tchias HaMesim." Rav Yosef says, "No, it's not greater; it's equal. Since it is shakul like Tchias HaMesim, since rain is Tchias HaMesim, so that's why we put it in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim. The second bracha Shmona Esrei talks about Tchias HaMesim, and also that's where we put Mashiv Haruach u'morid Hagashem." The Gra notes why is it shakul k'tchias hamesim, rain and tchias hamesim? Says the Gra, this is in Aderes Eliyahu in Zos Habracha. Shakal hadvarim shebaolam omrim hafilasafim shehu al piyateva. Everything in the world has natural systems. It can be predicted. There's a cycle to it, and the philosophers could say that's nature. It was set up. Maybe it was set up by a creator at most. That's all I'll give you. Then the creator went somewhere, chas v'shalom. The afilus richas hashemesh v'shkiyasa, the sun going up, the sun going down, it happens every day. It happens. That's the cycle. Aval al hagashamim heimodim she'enu api derech hateva. They have to admit rain, though. Rain has no specific cycle. Rain, obviously, I mean, they don't really admit it, but, you know, I've never heard a meteorologist go back on his word and say I was wrong. Never heard that happen. But either way, there is no specific cycle. It could rain one day, and it could not rain for 5 days, it could rain for 4 days. So says the Gra, that's not al pi teva, meaning a set cycle. That's why, says the Gra, it's called Gevuros Geshamim, because that shows really the Gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because he decides, that's nireh v'nikar la'ayin, for those who open their eyes, to realize that there is a borei olam. So that's what it means. La'inyin zeh, it's ketchias ha'mesim. Both of those, Tchias HaMesim in its time and rain, Bizman HaZeh, are both a clear reflection of the Borei Olam, says the Vilna Gaon. Am Rav Yehuda. Next comparison. Gadol Yom HaGshamim Ki Yom SheNidno Bo Torah. The day of the rain is like the day of Matan Torah. SheNe'emar, based on the Pasuk in HaAzinu, Ya'arov Kamatar Lichi, my rain should drip like the Lichi. Reference to Torah, being lechachel Torah, shneimar ki lecha tov rasati lachem torasi al ta'azovu. We mentioned, I think, yesterday or 2 days ago, the pshat of the Chavetz Chaim, which says Tal and Geshem is compared to Torah shebichsav and Torah shebal peh. Geshem is finite; every drop can be counted, even though it would be difficult. That symbolizes Torah shebichsav. Tal is Torah shebal peh, and each of those are supposed to be sweet to the world. Torah shebichsav and Torah Shabbat Peh. Rabba Amar Yosef Yom Shnei Nebo Torah is even greater than the day the Torah was given. Shnei Amar Yarov Kamatar Lechi Mi Nitzle B'mi Havi Omer Katan Nitzle B'Gadol. When you can make a comparison, which do you compare to what? So here in the Pasuk, it's comparing Torah to rain. My lekach should drip kimatar. So the one that you're comparing to is always the stronger, the bigger one. You're comparing, this is even like that. But so it's not just equal, but it is even greater than Yom Shenitna Bo Torah. Again, I saw Ben Yehoyada here, which connects to an idea we mentioned yesterday. What does it mean, Ki Yom Shenitna Bo Torah? He says, obviously not in all senses, but he says, Ela'ika Dover Echad Shava Elav. There's one idea that connects Torah and rain. V'hu Di'ika Taina La'esav. Because the Midrashim talk about it, Esav has a Taina. Didn't we split up the world? I'm supposed to get Olam HaZeh, you're supposed to get Olam HaBa. I gave you the brachas. All of Abba you're going to get. I'm going to get all of Mazeh. What are you busy taking all of Mazeh? V'hudi gatayna l'esa. Da'imit l'b'nei Yaakov all of Mazeh. Yosher mechdei chiyusa b'tzimtzum. Okay, take exactly what you need. Pas b'melach tochal. Nothing more. V'shem shekvar chilku ha'olamos. I say my chlokas akayin and hevel had. V'hatshuva. And what's the answer that Yaakov would say? V'yom ma'an Torah zachina b'chol tov. All of Mazeh v'all of Abba. But when Matan Torah occurred, we even got portions of Olam HaZeh. Why? Because the Medrash says that if we wouldn't have accepted the Torah, the world would have ceased to exist. We would have gone back to Tohu Vavohu. That's Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. The world was totally until then. So once we accepted the Torah, so we earned it. We earned Olam HaZeh also. Because in Boha Yisrael Makabal Torah, Hay Olam HaZeh Aved. And therefore, that's a connection, says the Ben Yoyada, between the rain and the Torah. Because rain symbolizes Gashmias, Geshem, the ultimate symbol. And that is something that goes along with Torah, because Yaakov Avinu says, without the Torah, the world would cease to exist. As we mentioned also from Rav Chaim Volozhin, sometime in the past couple of days, that's why somebody has to be learning every second of the day. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time zones, so that the world keeps going. Not only that the world was created, but that the world keeps going because of the Torah which we learn. Okay. Rava Esastira, Ksiv Ya'arov Kamatar Lechi. My lekach Torah is compared to rain. V'ksiv tizal katalam rasi. Torah is compared to dew. Im talmud chacham hagenhu kital v'im lav arfeu kamatar. So it depends. If he is a talmud chacham hagun, if he's a proper bal midos talmud chacham, then kital. What does that mean? So let's say it means, Rashi says it means nachas, meaning treat him properly and give him kavod and go learn from him. V'im lav arfeu kamatar. And if not, be orif him like rain. Like a rain symbolizes is much harder than tau. What is arfeu? Rashi says hargehu. Hargehu. Again, that doesn't mean literally. Just means that he's not the appropriate one to learn from. The Marsha says it's from the word oref, meaning turn your neck to it, like arpa. Arpa turns her neck to Naomi. So orfeu, go away from this Talmud Chacham, because you can only learn from someone who is ketal, like soft like tal, and not hard like mutter. I saw the thought from Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Magalias HaShatz, where he says, so Lamaisa, Yarov Kamatar Lechi, Tizal Katal Marsi, so the first phrase is alluding to the Talmud She'eno Hagun. And the second phrase is referring to the Talmud, right? First it says Matar, which is the Talmud Sheino Hagun. Then it says Tizal Katalim Rasi. Shouldn't the Torah first tell you about the Talmud Hagun, and then Talmud Sheino Hagun? Why, Dafka tells you, stay away from the Talmud Sheino Hagun. And then it tells you, go to the Talmud Hagun. So why is it in that order? So Chaim Kanievsky says, Shator Malamedes Osanu Kan Klal Yisodi Pehilchas Chinuch. It's teaching us an important principle in education. Any people involved in education here? We're all involved in the education of our children. So we're all involved in education. Vihu, she'imbird sonenu liros es b'neinu tzomeach k'talmud hagun. If we want our kids to succeed in their avodas Hashem, hari she'lufnei hakol tzorech l'salik mimenu es ha'chaveirim ha'ra'im. Ha'alulim l'hazik lo u'l'nishmaso u'l'kalka es kol ma'shalom arad heina. The chevra that our children are in is extremely important. And we, as parents and as teachers, have to try to create the chevra and help them make the right decisions in terms of who they hang out with. Tihura shel chevra eino otnai b'chinucho shel hayeled. Eli yesod ha-yesodosh v'shorish avodes hachinuch. That's the key. Kishem shel lefnei hazriya menachshem es gidulei ha-pera. Just like before you plant something, you take out the weeds. Kach gam yish l'salik as ha-chavirim ha-mushchasim min ha-ben. O lefnei k'nisas l'beis ha-medrash. He says, that's why the Torah goes out of its way to first tell you about the talib she'eno hagun. Talmud she'eno hagun, no, stay away. Be a ma'oref, arpeyu. After that, so then you can create the friends. That's alluded to. It'll go in the chinuch habanim shir, this message of first the importance of the chevra, of the environment of a child's life. Tanya, hani Rabbi Bina Omer, kol osik b'Torah lishma. If somebody's osik in Torah lishma, Torah so naso lo sam chayim. The Torah is for him a medicine of life. Shenemar Eitz Chaim Hil Machazikim Ba. It's a tree of life for those who grab it. The Omer Rifus Tiel Sharecha. It's healing to your stomach. The Omer Kol Mi Omer Ki Motz Imatz Chaim. Anybody who finds me finds life. V'chala Osek B'Torah Shalolishma. Anybody who doesn't get Torah Shalolishma. We'll define those terms in a minute. Naas Islo Sam Hamaves. Then it is the medicine of death. Shenemar Yarov Kamatar Luchi V'in Arifa Ela Hariga. And Yarov symbol is hariga. Why? Shneemar va'arfu shamus egel b'nachal. Right? You have to break the neck of the calf in the nachal by egel arufa. You break its neck. Right? We know by also the where I could quote an earlier pasuk. Some of Farshim ask earlier in the Torah. You also have this lashon of arfehu. Right? You have it by petach hamar in Parshas B'shalach. Right? Va'arafto. If you don't want to be redeemed the petach hamar, so then you break the neck. Either way, that's the lashon. The Marsha here quotes the Rambam in Shmona Prakim, and it's like Dama Pirkei Avos, where he talks about how Torah is like medicine in that, like our Gemara says, in that medicine is generally good for you. But if you take the wrong medicine, or if you take too much medicine, or if you misuse the medicine, so then that could kill you. That could be fatal. On every jar of medicine, which could save us, it says, danger, instructions, beware. It's exactly the same thing with the Torah. The Marsha says, I'll pee a Rambam. Why is it compared to medicine? Because Torah you have to take in the proper way, in the Lishma way, in the way it's supposed to be created. Rahman al-Islan, how many throughout history, the greatest Mosers that we have had have been Jews? The greatest heretics that we've had in our history that have gotten in so much trouble with the blood libels and with all throughout the last 1,000 years have been the Jews, our own people. Why? Because if you have Torah, that's Elos HaMachayim. You know, if we misuse it and we misinterpret it and it doesn't, we don't take it as we're supposed to. We don't read the instructions. The instructions is Torah Sheba'al Peh. Torah Sheba'al Chazal tell us. If we don't read the instructions in the label, so then it could be a Sam HaMavis. There's a huge discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. What does the word Lishma mean? Lishma versus Shalol Lishma. If you learn Torah Lishma, wonderful. So Rashi says, Lishma means, you learn, look at Rashi, about the 10 lines down, Lishma, Mishum Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai, V'lo Kedei Lehakros Rebbe. Lishma means learning L'shem Shemayim. But if you're learning to, so everybody could call you Rabbi, so then that is Shalol Lishma. That's Shalol Lishma. Tosfos seems to argue. The top Tosfos asks from the Gemara we all know in Pesachim and other places. What is Shalol Lishma so bad? That's Sam HaMaves? Lo'olam Yasuk B'Torah Shalol Lishma Shibitosh Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. What do you mean? Do Lo Lishma. Lo Lishma is the first step. Sometimes we're not in the mood. Sometimes we just wanna, we're tired. But we learn anyway. I would do it, get L'shem. We're not in the mood to do Shalol Lishma. So says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar, in a true brisker fashion, the trei shalol lishma havei. There are two tzvei dinim in shalol lishma, says Tosfos. What does the Gemara mean that you should be osik shalol lishma? That, klomer shekneshi kari rebi, oyishach habduhu. Shalol lishma, the good kind that will lead to lishma, is that if you want to be called rebi. That's not what our Gemara is talking about. That's okay. What's our Gemara talking about? Shalol lishma, that's hainu mishalomi lakanter. If dafka somebody is learning in order to cause problems and tzaras for Klal Yisrael, that's shalol lishma. That's what our Gemara is talking about. So Rashi tells us to have a little difference of opinion here. Rashi seems to say, or again, Mishanikra Rashi, seems to say that our Gemara is talking about, and it's not good to learn Kedila Hikari Rebbe. So again, that seems to be a discussion between Rashi and Tosfos. We mentioned in the past the opinion of the Eglei Tal in his Akdama to a Sefer. Beautiful idea, connects to a lot of other Makoros, where the Eglei Tal says, I was asked by some, maybe based on this Gemara, maybe based on this Rashi, that learning Lashma is only if you do it Dafka L'Shem Hashem. But what if you learn because you love it so much? What if you learn? Originally it was L'Shem Shemayim, but you love learning it. It's amazing. It's great. Mituki Mitvash. So says the Eglei Tal, that's 100% Lishma. 100% Lishma, and that's the greatest level of Lishma. Ube'emez etos mefursam, if somebody thinks they're not supposed to get tainug out of the learning, and not do it for that. Obviously, he doesn't mean that you should do it just like another philosophical study, that just like I enjoy any other science, I can learn, obviously, not comparing it to that. There's a different type of tanug ruchani, it connects to me. And that is lishma. Lomi l'shem mitzvah umisani b'limudo hareza lima lishma v'kula kodesh kigama tainug mitzvah. So the Eglei Tal, we have Rashi and Tosfos, we have the Eglei Tal in his Hakdama. Also an important point from the Netziv. He says it a little bit here in Rumi Sada. He says this a number of places. He says this in his Akdama to the She'iltos. And the Netziv says maybe it depends on what type of Torah you're learning. If you're just learning, you're chazering, and you're studying something, and you're learning something that from a Sefer, so then that, even Shalol Lishma, is not so bad. You can learn Shalol Lishma. It's okay. But if you're being mechadish b'Torah, says the Netziv, that has to be pure. If somebody's being mechadish chidushei Torah, it has to be Altaras HaKodesh. It has to be Lishma totally. Avolo below Ibashalafan of Mairi. El Baosik Machadish Mishalo. Kol Osik Batorah Lishma. Then Nasis Lo Samachayim. It's personal. Toraso Masha Machadish Ba'atzmo. Like it says in the Gemara, he quotes in Avodah Zarah. Kibisaras Hashem Chefso. And then it goes to Uvisaraso. Yega Yom Avalayla. Becomes his Torah when he has Chidushim. So the Nesiv says that in a number of places that when one is being Mechadish Batorah, so then one has to be on a higher level of Lishma than other learning. So one has to make sure to the Nesiv has that Chiluk of Chidushim and non-Chidushim a number of places. Okay, just one other thought on Lashma, and then I don't think I've ever quoted this. The Hakdama of the Avia Ezri to the third Tlisa of Rav Shach. In the new volumes of Avia Ezri, which is Rav Shach's commentary on the Rambam, they print all five Hakdamas, the beginning of the first volume. So Hakdama, the Rishon, all five. So he quotes there. The Chilek discusses what the Torah is, Lashma, Shalol Lashma, each has Ha'ara. Even if one wants to learn Shalol Lashma, and we know Shalol Lashma, Baal Lashma, all the Segulos of Torah, the protection and the promises and everything that the Chazal talk about, the Galus of Talmud Torah, that's only by the Lishma line. Even if you want to say you have to do Shalol Lishma, but that's just a stopgap measure. That's to get to the Lishma line, and we might have to be there for like 10 years. My Lishma might take a long time. But still, he says, all the skulos of Torah, the mashonogiel skulos of Torah, he notzal mikol midara, mikinav atayvav ha-kavar shemotzi es adam in ha-olam, mistavish zeo raka yidei ha-limud kemitzvasa, v'yav shemo basof mevil yidei lishma, avol ad oz hu adam b'sakana gedola. So therefore, we have to try to make sure to get to the level of learning. But again, remember the Eglei Tal, we're allowed to enjoy it, we should try to enjoy it. You know, the more, it's different aspects of learning are more enjoyable to people. Different people get excited. You know, some people get excited about Agadata. Some people get excited about a great piece of Lumdis. Some people get excited about, give me Halacha, give me something Lamaisa. So again, Baruch Hashem, Talmud Bavli is Balul Bakol. It's full of everything. Let's just remember every day we have in Seder Moed, when we have every day in Seder Nashim, and every day in Seder Kachim, and every day, every part of Torah is one big commitment, and we try to do as much as we can. Okay, that's Lishma and Shalol Lishma. Rashi, Tosfos, Eglei Tal, Meromi Sada, and Rav Shach. Weiter. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Lacey Mar Lisney. Tell me a good vart. Amalei Cholish Libay Vol Yechilda. I don't feel so well. I don't have such ability right now. Amalei Milsa Agadata. At least tell me an Agadata. Okay, you can't tell me a Reb Chaim, but tell me an Agadata. So Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. My Dechsev Ki Adam Eitz Asada. Okay, I'll tell you something. Rabbi Yochanan says, what does it mean that a person is like a tree? Ki Adam Eitz Asada. Ki Adam Eitz Asada who? Is a person a tree? El Mishum Dechsev, because it says the Pasuk in Shoftim. Ki Menu Tochel Bo'us Olo Sichros. You shall eat from the fruit tree and don't cut it down. Vixiv, and it says by the non-fruit tree, Oso Sashchis V'charata, that you could destroy and cut down. Hakeitzad. So how does that refer to a person? Im Tamar Chacham Hu, Mimenu Tochel Bo'us Olo Sichros. If he's a proper Tamar Chacham, you could eat from him, meaning eat from his fruit, go learn from him, and don't destroy him. And if not, you shall destroy v'charata and cut him down, meaning go away from him, cut him down from any hashpa that he might have. I saw that the Karen Ora says, what's the double lashon of sashchis v'charata? So he says, maybe the beer is mitzad the person himself. Just like a tree, if a person, an owner eats from a tree, he enjoys the fruit, and after he enjoys the fruit, he worries, he waters it, he takes care of it, he puts fertilizer down, because he wants it to grow more. The more fruit I take from the tree, the more work it needs in order to fill up again. Kein tamar chacham in nehenim imenu mi pri taraso mosifin lo milamala chachma ubina vahaskel leman yiru peirosa vahil lamachal. If more and more people eat from the fruit of the tree, from the tamar chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mosif to that person more Torah and more limud in order to be mafar, in order to teach more. Because his fruit is all just like a tree. If you eat all the fruit, the farmer has to take more care of the tree. So with the Talmud Chacham, the more Torah that a Talmud Chacham is mefarsim, not just learns himself. So that's also sashchis, right? Also, that's the double lashon, says the Karen Ora. Mimenu tochel, eat from the fruit. That's everybody, but also the zichros, and it's not going to be cut down because Hashem's going to make sure that it has the imlav. And if not, he's not being mefarsim, so then also sashchis v'charata, you're not going to learn from him, and also Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be as worried to be able to give this person more Torah because he is not being mefarsim. So again, that's the Karen Ora's idea where he says you have to be mefarsim the Torah. We have to try to be mashpia the Torah that we know. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my Yosef, Barzel ba Barzel Yachad. What does it mean? Iron on iron together. Rashi quotes the end of the pasuk, the ish Yachad Pnei Ehu, and a man to his friend. Lomar Lacha, to teach me. Ma Barzel za Ech Machadim Chadero. Just like iron, one sharpens his friend. Af Shnei Tamid Chachamim Machadim Zeza Malacha. So do two Tamid Chachamim sharpen each other in halacha. Again, this is the Gemara we've had it a number of times in Erev and in Brachas about having a chavrusa. Amar Rav Rechan Alav and Nishul Devar Torah Keish. Why is Torah compared to fire? Shneemar Halakod Varai Keish Num Hashem. My words are like fire. Lomar Lacha Ma Eish In Adol Kechidi. Just like fire, you can't light a fire with one piece of wood. You have to rub two things together at least. Av Devar Torah Miskayim Bechidi. So the Torah does not last and come to being if somebody learns alone. V'hanu d'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina, old Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina says, "My dechsif cherev al habadim v'no alu." The cherev, the sword, is on those who are alone v'no alu, and they become foolish. Cherev al sonei shaldei chachamim. The cherev is on those rabbis she'oskin ba'bavad b'Torah that learn alone. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, obviously, if you have a chavrusa, that's fitting for you. If you don't have any good chavrusa, he's supposed to learn with the lates that's down the street. Rav Yaakov Emden here on the Gemara says obviously it means if you can have a chavrusa, then you have to learn with them. V'lo od el shem atapshin. Not only if you learn alone is it not good, but it makes one more foolish. Shneimar v'no'alu, and it becomes foolish. V'lo od el shechotin k'sifacha v'no'alu k'sifhasam asher no'alu asher chatanu. A hint that it's connected to chait. V'yibayis ema, one more, mehacha, from this pasuk. No'alu sari tzoan v'chulu v'hissu es Mitzrayim, and it'll cause Mitzrayim to wander, meaning it'll bring them further away, a symbol of chait. Thought that we mentioned in the past, I like this marsha. He'll lose a little bit here, but it's really a marsha in brachas. Gemara in brachas on davavim and aleph, that's the chazal, also quoted a similar idea in Pirkei Avos, where it says, how do you know 10 people sitting and learning Torah that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there? How do you know 5 people learning in the Divrei Torah? How do you know Hashem is there? And even 3, and even 2, and even 1. It goes down, even one, Sheyoshi Vosek Batorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. How do you know? B'chol Makom, Asherazke Hashmi, Avoy Lecha V'yarachticha. Ask the Gemara, if Hashem is Shechina is even with one person learning, so why is it that we have to have a pasuk that teaches me Hashem's there with two people all learning? You know he's there even with one, so we need a pasuk with two. So the Gemara's lashon is Trei Mechtavan Milayu B'Sefer HaZichronos Chad Lo Mechtavan Milay B'Sefer HaZichronos. Two people get their words written down in the memory book by Hashem, and one does not. Tosfos there says, no, this means there are communal memory books and personal memory books. Obviously, personal memory books, whatever you learn, gets written down there, says Tosfos. But the communal memory books, you only get written down if you learn together. That's what Tosfos there says. The Marsha says, no, pshuto of the Gemara. If somebody learns alone, it doesn't get written down. It's safer as a chronos, because if somebody's learning alone, he doesn't have somebody to ask him kashas and to work out the idea and make sure he's gotten to the MS. When we learn alone sometimes, we're totally off base. So it's not worth it to write it down and say for Azachronos. So it's fine. No, private books, communal books. No, says the Marshal Pashit. If somebody learns alone and he doesn't check with another person, so then it's not worthy to be written down most of the time. That's why it's not recorded in Sefer Azachronos. Some Achronim suggest, the Shvus Yaakov and others, that Bizman Hazeh Svarim might take the place of Chavrusas. Right, it talks about paskening B'makam Rabo. The Shvus Yaakov has a tshuva about that. They're not allowed to paskin before you look in a Sefer. Why? Because that's paskin b'makom rabba. Because your rebbeim are on the shelves. We have Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Chsav. We have so much. So you have to look at the svarim before you paskin. So too, they suggest that maybe also with a chavrusa. So let's say somebody learns wonderfully with all his friends, the Rashba and the Ritva and all the Rishonim and the Achronim. That also might be a kiyum of not learning alone. So again, the Bizman Hazeh, even if somebody feels, if somebody's reached the state, they have the biggest Gadol Hadar, he wants to learn with his svarim. So then that might be okay too, not a violation of this gemara. Why don't you use Eish Das Lamo? I mean, they're talking about how Hashem gave us the Torah. But you're right, I'm not sure why that's the quote of this pasuk. Amar Rabbi Nachman Yisrael Lama Nimshulu Divrei Torah Ke'etz. Why is Torah compared to wood, tree? Shneimar Eish Chamil Machazikim Ba Lo Malucha. Ma'ish Kadam Alekas Agadol. Just like a small tree lights a big tree. You have a little match that lights a big tree. Af Talmidei Chachamim Ketanim Mechadim Mezagdolim. So too, Talmidei Chachamim Ketanim Mechadim Mezagdolim. They sharpen the Rebbeim. That's the famous line of Rabbi Chanina. I learned a lot from my Rebbeim, even more from my friends, and most I learned from my Talmidim. Right? What this means that if you prepare a shiur, you always know it better than if you're just learning it alone. Right? Because Talmidim has to be kulam. Not just that they're going to ask you questions, but if you prepare something, then it has to be presentable. And I really have to understand it well if I'm going to give it to somebody else. That's why learning and teaching somebody is always a higher level of learning itself, because the teacher has to really understand the material. Rav Chanina bar Papa Ramiksiv. Rav Chanina bar Papa asked a stira. One pasuk says, "Likras tameh heisal yumayim," to a thirsty person, bring water. The thirsty person should go to the water. So which one? Does the Rebbe bring, and Torah is water, so does the Rebbe go to the Talmud or vice versa? If he's such a great Talmud, if he's a Talmud Haganu, then even the Rebbe could go bring it to the Talmud. And if not, the Talmud goes to the Rebbe. Rav Chanina bar Chama Ramik said the following. Yafutsu ma'inecha chutza. One pasuk says, your ma'ayanot, your wells should be sprung outside. V'ksiv yu l'chol avadecha, they should be for yourself. Again, how do you answer? If you see a Talmud, a good proper Talmud that wants to learn properly, then your well should go out and you should share Torah with him. And if not, they should be just for you. Why is Torah like water? Interesting. Torah is like fire. Torah is like water. Torah is compared to water. Just like water flows downhill, flows from a high place to a low place. Also, Torah only exists in somebody who is low of himself. This does not mean he has no self-esteem. There are many other chazals that talk about having self-esteem, but it means that he doesn't hold himself in such high regard in terms of gaiva. Why is Torah compared to the following three liquids? Water, wine, and milk. That's where it's compared to water. Compared to wine and milk. Why all three? These three. Why do you keep these three liquids in the most inferior vessels? You keep it in kli charis, earthenware. That's where it keeps the most. So do Torah only exists with people who make themselves like a kli charis, make themselves low. Like the following story. The daughter of the Caesar once said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who seemed to not be the most handsome person, "Woe is to wisdom which is a beautiful wisdom in an ugly kli. Omer la, avichar michamer b'vani depachra. He turns to her and says, where does your father, the Caesar, keep his wine? In earthenware vessels? Amr lay, el b'mai near me. She says, yeah, what else should I, where should he keep them in? Amr la, atun dechashvisu, you're such a chasha person. Rab mani dehava v'chasva, your wine should be golden and silver vessels. Earthenware vessels, pasnished for a Caesar. Ozlav amr lay lavua, so she goes and tells her father, Rami l'chamer b'mani dehava v'chasva, Abba, you gotta put with the king. It's gold and silver, that's what you should put it in. And they do, v'takiv, and the wine turns to vinegar. Also, v'amrle, so they went and told the Caesar, amrle labarte, man amrlecha, so who told you to do this? Hachi, amrlecha, hachi, amrle, Rishu Bechananya told me to. Karyu, they called him, amrle, amai amrle, hachi, why did you tell my daughter to do this? Amrle, ki yechid amrle, amrila, just like she told me, I told her, she got what was coming to her. She called me ugly, and therefore I say you should, I gave her mita keneged mita. The daughter continues, but I don't understand. There are many handsome, good-looking Talmidei Chachamim that are learned. He answers, no. If they hated it, what does that mean? So Rashi says, Rashi seems to say if they weren't as handsome, they would be greater Talmidei Chachamim. Tosfos, it's the Tosfos on Amud Aleph on the bottom, Tosfos says it's an attitude. If they were sone the Yofi more, they were so into the mentality. If people weren't as into their looks, they would even be greater Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, Davar Acher. Mashlo Shemashkan Alalu. Another pshat of why the Torah is compared to these three liquids. Mashlo Shemashkan Alalu Ein Nifsal El Behesach Hadas. Just like these three liquids become ruined with Hesach Hadas. Rashi explains that by these three liquids, one has to be very careful because they're very viscous, and if something falls in, it's not like honey, where, you know, something falls on top and you see it, and you'll be able to take it out, and the rest of the honey will be good. Or some other thicker type of substance. But these are very clear. So something falls in, boom, and it's going to get ruined. So too, after every Torah, Mishtachan El Hesachadas. So too, Torah is forgotten with Hesachadas. We can never have any Hesachadas from Torah. The Meiri says, even after we learn, we have to make sure. Al Yomar Kfar Lamati Kol Tzarchi. I've learned everything. V'yisya'ish min haTorah. I'm yisya'ish, okay. I've gotten my fill. Shedivrei Torah mishtachin b'nokel l'misha mikol misha misiach da'ito b'hem. We all know if we miss a day of learning, even one day, the next day is a drop harder. Right, drop harder, because once there's a Hesach Hadas from Talmud Torah, so then it's a snowball effect, and it goes into each other. Okay, there's a beautiful thought to say, but let's first do the Gemara, and then hopefully at the end, remind me to come back to a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Amar Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, Gol Yom Hakshamim Giyom Shnei Roshamayim Va'ared. Great, getting back to those Chazal. So on Amud Aleph, we had the rain. The day of rain is like Maimad Har Sinai, the day of rain is like Kriyas Yamsuf, and now we're getting back, right, Kriyas Yamsuf? Tchis HaMesim, I'm sorry. And now we have, it's like the day of creation. Shneamar, Kiv Shneiver Shemayim V'Aret. Shneamar, Harifu Shemayim Ma'al. The rain should come down from heavens. Ushchakim Yizlut Tzedek. And also the heavens should drip down. Tiftach Eretz V'Yifru Shyesha. Utstaka Tatzmiach Yachad. Ani Hashem Birativ. All of these symbols of rain and growth, I, Hashem, created it. Biratim lo ne'emar ela biratim. It doesn't say created them, which would refer back to Shemayim and Aretz, but biratim referring to the rain. And the Rashi and Tosfos both here explain, Hashem is praising himself, kaviyachol, whatever that means, about that, look, I created the rain, and he loves, and he's very proud of the rain that he created. Rain is so great that even salvation gets greater on days of rain. Shenemar, based on the words that we just said, Tiftach Eretz v'yifru yesha. That's what some Achronim point out. That's why we say right next to each other, Rav Lahoshia, Masha Baruch Amar Gosha. Right next to the rain, we say Rav Lahoshia in Shemona Esrei because Yeshuos are connected to rain. Rain only comes down if Bnei Yisrael's sins are forgiven. Right? Rain is a tool that Hashem uses in order to get us to do tshuva. So rain only comes down if our sins are forgiven. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, right? Hashem artzecha. Hashem is merutzeh to us. He gives us rain. Shavta shvas Yaakov. After we do tshuva, nasasa avon amecha kisisa kol chatasam sela. He has covered up our sins. Omer le ze'iri midi hivas l'ravina. Rabbi Ze'iri says to Ravina, atun mehakam asti isula. You learn it from here. Anan mehakam asti nala. I have a different pasuk that teaches me that rain only comes down after we're forgiven. Right, the heavens hear and give rain after we have been forgiven. V'chul. Amar Rabbi Tancham Reder Abchia Ish Kfar Akko. Ein Hagashavim Ne'et Sarin Ella Im Kenis Chayvus Onein Shal Yisro Kliya. The opposite case. Rain only stops when we don't deserve it. When we're doing something wrong. Shene'emar Tzia Gamchom Yigzlu Meme Shalek. The dry hot season will steal from the snow season. Right? Sha'ol Chato. Why? Because Sha'ol, sins of the depth, have taken place. Again, Ziri says, "Antun mehakamasisula, anan mehakamasinula." You learn from that pasuk. I have a different pasuk. The atzar asashamayim vavata mehira. So we see in Shema scharva onis that if we don't act properly, that Hashem is going to get angry and take away the rain. Period. Okay, now we have a Gemara. Five different suggestions. What avera causes droughts? What avera causes rain to stop? Five possibilities. Number one, and the Turi Avin points out that each one of these must have been said separately, because it's not like it's not said b'derech b'lashon argument. So it just sounds like five separate mamarim. Amar Rav Chisda. Number one, ein hagashem netzar nela b'shul bitzel shumus ma'isrus. Rain stops when we don't properly observe the halachas of shumus ma'isrus. Shenemar, based on the pasuk that we just had, tzia gamchom yigzul mimei shaleg. The warm, the cold. So the warm and the hot steal from the snowy season. My mashva, how does that teach me this? Tana dever bishmal, bishvil dvarim she tzivisi eschem, bimosachama, tzia from the word tzivoy, from things that I commanded you regarding the summer, v'lo asisem, and you didn't fulfill, yigzlu michem yimeshel, you're going to get paid back from it in the winter months. You're not going to get the rain, bimosach sham. Number one. Number two, arishirim debazi, and eshem nezar nela bishvil basapre lashon hara. Lashon hara causes droughts. Shenemar ruach tzafon techalol geshem upanim nizamim lashon seiser. The wind, the north wind, will stop the rain. And the pasuk continues based on lashon saser, people talking in private. Number three, Amar Rav Salam, Rav Amnuna, Inuk Shem Netzar Melo B'shal Azi Panim. One rain stopped because of brazenness of attitude. Azi Panim. Shenemar vayimanu revivim umalkosh lo hayab. There won't be rains. Umeitzach isha zona hayalach. You had a forehead of an Isha Zona, meaning symbolizes Azus. V'yamar of Salah, and we have a couple of Chazals first more about Azus before we get to number four sin. V'yamar of Salah, Amar of Amnuna, Kol Adam Sheishlo Azus Panim, Sof Nechshal Ba'Aveira. Anybody who has Azus will ultimately be Nechshal, fall to Aveira, Shene'emar, Umeitzach Isha Zona Hayalach. The end of that pasuk. Rav Nachman Amar Biyadua Shenechshal Ba'Aveira. Not that he will, but he did. It says it in past tense, so that already shows that if somebody has Azus Panim, it's a right that he has already committed Averus. Amaraba Babar Barafuna, Kalam Shishlo Azus Panim, Mutalagrosa Russia. You can even call a person a Russia, though you're usually not allowed to call anybody a Russia. But here you are allowed to if he has Azus Panim. Shinamar, He is Ish Rasha Bifanaf. Ravakamar Yisrak Amar Mutalasanosa, you're allowed to hate him, even though there's an Isser da Araisa, Valtisra Zachicha Bilvavacha, but here you're allowed to hate him. Shenemar Va'oz Panav Yishuneh, Altikri Yishuneh, Ella Yisna. Again, we don't have time right now, but if you look in the first tour in Arachayim, and the first Beis Yosef, what's the first line of the tour? Yehuda Beteima Omer, Havi Az Kanesher, right? Az Kanamer, right? Where's the Lashon? Yehuda Beteima Omer, Havi Az Kanamer, V'Kal Kanesher. So there the Beis Yosef has a long discussion. Good Azus and bad Azus. Because we know sometimes Azus is good. So there, the tourist the context is having Azus not being embarrassed from doing Averus. The Beis Yosef says Azus, of course, never talking by Azus. Just means Azus in terms of my Avodas Hashem, and being strong and brazen, and not letting anybody stop me in my Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a good Azus. But any other type of Azus is what the Gemara here is referring to. That is all, though, number three, sin. Number four, Amar Rav Katina, Inak Hashem Netzar Melo B'shul Bitl Torah. Bitl Torah is what causes the stoppage of rain. Shneemar ba'atzal time yimacha makareh. With laziness, the roof caves in. Bishvil atzlus shahaya b'yisrael shal aska b'torah. Because of laziness, the b'nei Yisrael were an osik b'torah, and asusonah shal kadosh baruch hu mach, kaviyachol Hashem becomes poor, and he can't give rain. V'yin mach elo ani, mach is ani, shneemar, the mimachu mi'erkecha, it says in Vayikra. V'yin makareh el kadosh baruch hu, makareh, the roof symbolizes Hashem, shneemar, ha-makareh v'mayim al yosav, what we say in Baruch Hinafshi. Rav Yosef Amar Mehacha, different pasuk. V'atala ra'u or, now no or will be seen. Bahir hu bashchakim, there are patchy clouds in the sky. V'ruach avrav atatareim, the wind comes and purifies the sky. So how do you darshan that pasuk? Number one, v'ein or la Torah. Or is Torah, meaning there won't be Torah. Nobody will see If there is no Torah, Shnemar Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, and then what will that cause if there is no Torah? Bahir Hu Bashchakim, there'll be patchy clouds. What does that mean? Tanit Ver Bishmal, Afilu Bishah, Shirakia Naseh Baharin Baharin. Even at a time when the sky has clouds, Lahorat Talamatar, to bring down rain, Ruach Avrav V'Tarim, the end of the pasuk, a wind will come, and the patchy clouds will dissipate, and there won't be any rain. That is all number four. And finally, number five, Amar Rabbi Ami, Ena Gashem Netzaren, Elab Avon Gezel. Because of stealing, that's what causes the rain to stop. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, al kapayim, the clouds, kisa or will cover the or, bavon kapayim, because of the sin of hands, kapayim, kisa or will be covered. Vein kapayim el chamas, hands kapayim symbolize chamas, stealing. Shneamar umin chamas hashem kapayim, vein or alamato shneamar yafitz anan oro. Period. So that's, we have five different sins. What possibly is the sin of that causes the rain to stop? Okay, just one thought, and then we'll finish. Again, this is a take-home part. I heard this from Dr. Abraham, the Nishmas Avram. I think I mentioned this in Shalosh Shudas a couple years ago. That is, on top it said that we can never have a Hesach Hadas from Torah. After every Torah, in the Shalosh, Elba Hesach Hadas. And the Meiri says that we can never be Messiahish from Torah. You heard it. We heard it, right? I've had enough. Says the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, in Perek Hay, Mishnah Zayin, Shiva Dvarim B'Golam V'Shiva B'Chacham. There are seven Midas of a Golam, and seven of a Chacham, of a wise person. And the Mishnah lists off the seven of a wise person. A chacham doesn't talk in front of somebody who's greater than him, and he doesn't interrupt somebody, and he's not nibbala hashiv, and he's shol ke'inya, meshiv ka'alacha. And the second to last one is, v'almasha lo shama, omer lo shamati. What he hasn't heard, he says, I haven't heard. That's a midah of a chacham. He doesn't lie. Masha lo shama, omer lo shamati. Says the Mishnah, v'chilufeyen begolam. The opposite midos are by a golem. What's the opposite of almasha lo shama, omer lo shamati? What I haven't heard, I say I don't hear. What's the opposite? What I haven't heard, I said I heard. What I haven't heard, I heard. That's a chakran. That's not a golem. Golem is a real description of a person, not a bal chakran. The what's the exact opposite of almasha lo shama, omer lo shamati? Almasha shama, omer shamati. What I heard, I said I heard. So what's the shot? So Dr. Abraham said that sometimes we could be in a shir, and we could be mamish, it could be a whole new shir, chidushim, niflam, unbelievable. There's one thing in the shir that we've heard before. Oh, Rabbi, you're repeating yourself. Rabbi, you said this before. I know this already. I know this already. What is he telling me that I don't know? One thing, mamish. So we have that attitude. Well, sometimes people have that attitude when they learn. They go, the rabbi says a whole new way of looking at it, this and that. Oh, Yaakov. Oh, I know about Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav, I've heard that one before. Right? That's not. Amashal Shama Omer Shamati. I heard it. What's a chacham? Amashal Lo Shama Omer Lo Shamati. You can have an hour here where you know everything. And there's one new vart. One tiny little thing. Oh, Amashal Lo Shama Omer Lo Shamati. Oh, I never looked at it that way. I never heard that before. That's a chacham. A chacham, if somebody, the attitude of having been, shows a bit some is the vrayim. I never heard that. We should chas v'shalom ever have the attitude, like the Miri says here, being messiahish. I know it already. No, we should always be thirsty and always want more. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue. It's a great Gemara. I start the new semester today. But it's Talmidim, so it's a perfect Gemara.